think it was a 4 kilometer cycle, pretty much downhill for me today. Luckily, I didn't have to carry the massive monolithic sized box of Love Fresh t-shirts, which I think are only going to exist in the UK, so I'm sticking a few in my bag to take back. These will be limited edition. A young lady has come over to me and said, is there any chance I could possibly have one of those t-shirts? I said, yes, because, like the Love Fresh app, they're free. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Amanda Emick, and I work for the Department of Agriculture from DC.
So you've come from DC to be in this room today?
It was part of the reason for being here. I also presented a panel the other day on Apps for Healthy Kids, this really cool game and app challenge USDA ran with the First Lady and Let's Move to try to educate kids about how and why they should be eating healthy.
Wow. So really, really valuable in today's society then. How do we educate kids in a nut? Oh, I used a food term.
Well, I think what's important is to get to kids everywhere they are. So the point of that challenge was to have games and apps so they can learn through play in a fun and kind of natural way for them. But also it's exposing them to foods. We have a farm-to-school program where we try to get local producers teamed up with schools, get access to fresh foods, and educate kids, you know, what are tomatoes and how do you eat cauliflower. Chefs move to school programs to hide the goodness, you know, and recipes that kids will actually eat.
It's interesting that you say you have to teach kids what tomatoes or tomatoes are, because in the UK there's a myth, I think, being bandied around when American children were asked where sausages come from, one of the answers was trees. Is that a myth? They didn't actually, in a multiple choice, didn't pick pig.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real challenge that we have to educate kids about their food environment as a whole, because it's so important. Farmers and producers, that, you know, people around them in their community understand who they are, what they provide, and the value that they have in our society.
Oh, brilliant. So this event today is pretty important as well, because there's a few different apps. There's some great-looking chefs with some great-looking food. What's your main role here today in this room?
Well, I'm really excited to listen to what people have to say. Department of Agriculture has a massive amount of data available, and we want to make sure that people are using it in the best way and that we're actually providing it in the way that makes sense. We have our farmers market database, the directory. Last year, we made a big push to get folks registered and in the system. So when you're driving down the road or if you're trying to find a market open on Tuesday, you could log on and search out what sellers there are.
Wow, this is interesting. Of course, you shouldn't be necessarily using a mobile device whilst driving down the road, but did you know Love Fresh has a system in place? I'm not sure if I'm even allowed to say this because it hasn't been turned on yet. You plug your phone into your stereo, and whatever location you're in, it will play you the audio that local lovers of fresh local produce have recorded in the app. So you know that you are passing. You're saying, wow.
That's fantastic.
Said, wow, when he said that to me. So that you can go, whoa, I'm going to pull off.
Yeah.
This place sounds amazing.
Right.
This, what, they roast and grind the coffee right here. So these kind of things are happening now. Mm-hmm. And if you've got a database as well, maybe we should talk more.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.